And we could ask, well, is there a problem with Mary? And in many ways, the answer is no. But within the church, there can be extremes of raising Mary to a position she neither desired nor is accorded, or the other extreme, dismissing her completely. Well, today we continue our series focused on Advent and the Advent candles, hence our focus on Mary. For those of us who are a bit unsure, just a bit of background to Advent and the Advent candles. The first mention of Advent occurred around 300 AD at a meeting of the church leaders. Then it gradually developed into a season that stretched across the month of December. One of the first mentions of an Advent calendar, and I presume most of us have got Advent calendars and may have already enjoyed our chocolate today, well, that first appeared in 1851 in a children's book. And in the story, a little girl named Elizabeth listens to part of the Christmas story each day in December. She sings Christmas carols, puts a picture on her wallpaper, and once she has the 24 pictures on the wall, she knows that Christmas has finally arrived. The lighting of the Advent candles around the wreath was imported to Britain from Northern Europe in around about the 19th century and is now fairly common practice. Some of you may know that there are different traditions and symbolism linked to the candles. So the Advent wreath has four red, as we've got, or blue candles in a ring around a white or gold candle at the centre. But some churches you go in, you may see three purple candles reflecting the liturgical colours for Advent, and a pink candle for the third Sunday. The first candle is lit on Advent Sunday, and then additional ones are lit each Sunday, with the gold or the white one at the centre being lit on Christmas Day. And again, there are different traditions as to what the candles may mean. So in some churches, they say they're linked to the fruit of the Holy Spirit, about joy, love and peace. Most churches are similar to us. Advent 1 is about the patriarchs. Advent 2 is about the prophets. Advent 3 is John the Baptist. Advent 4 today is about Mary, and then on Christmas Day, the focus is on Jesus. And each of the four Sundays then reminds us of those who prepared for the coming of Jesus. The patriarchs may focus on Abraham or David. The prophets give an opportunity to think about those who foretold the birth of the Messiah. John, who proclaimed the Saviour, and then Mary, who bore him in her womb, completes the picture. So this week, our Advent candle and our focus is on Mary. So I wonder if someone asked you about Mary, who she is, and what you think about her, I wonder what your response would be. Well, we had our first reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. So please do have your church Bible open in front of you. It's on page 58 of the church Bibles. And in this section, Mary goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth and her husband Zechariah. But before we get to that, Mary has just been told this mind-blowing, history-changing news that she will give birth to the promised Messiah, and yet she is a virgin. In verse 30, Mary's been told that she has found favour with God, and that as a sign, Elizabeth, her cousin, will be having a baby in old age. In verse 38, we're told that Mary accepted and responded, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Well, we're so familiar with the events, it can lose its impact. A few years ago, the BBC made a drama based on the Nativity, and it was really effective. So hopefully, it's not just the children who are going to watch a DVD. Hopefully, we'll get two clips this morning as well. So the first one we're going to watch now is actually based on the verses just before our reading today, when Mary's told the news, just before our reading, that she's going to give birth to the promised Messiah. So hopefully this should appear on the screen.
What do you want with me?
My name is Gabriel, and I
child, a son. He will be called Jesus.
Jesus.
He will form a bridge between heaven and earth for all time. He will be called the Son of God. And he will take up the throne of David. And his reign will know no end.
But I've never been with a man. How could I be with child?
The Holy Spirit has found you. You have nothing to fear, Mary.
Why are you saying this? It isn't true. I don't know who you are, but I don't believe you. Now leave me.
Do you love your God, Mary? Mary?
Yes.
Do you trust in him?
Yes.
Close your eyes. Bless the most women. You carry the Son of God.
Oh, I can't be. Joseph.
He's a good man. He will care for you and the child. The light of the world is within you. Your cousin Elizabeth and her husband have also conceived a son. The child will be called John, and he will be known as the Baptist, and he will prepare the way for the Son of God. Be strong, Mary. You shall be called great amongst women. And from you come a king.
Okay, well, that may help with our view and our understanding of Mary and the enormity of the situation that she faced. She then sets out to see Zechariah and Elizabeth, having been told that though they're advanced in years, they're expecting a son and his name will be John. And in this encounter with Elizabeth and with Zechariah, there are many signs that confirm the amazing news that Mary's been given. If you have the passage open in front of you, verse 41, the child within Elizabeth, who we know is John the Baptist, we're told that he leapt in the womb. The first recognition by John of Jesus. And though the mothers of John and Jesus meet, the account is also portrayed as a meeting of two children, since John responds to the meeting, as Elizabeth makes clear. And what's being fulfilled here is what is mentioned in verse 15 of chapter 1, when the angel said to John's father that John would be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. Also in chapter 1, verse 41, we're told that Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, a sure sign of God's presence that the miraculous was taking place. It would seem the Holy Spirit then prompts Elizabeth to confirm the incredible news. Verse 42, Elizabeth exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And even more amazingly, Elizabeth's next words, "And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me?" Jesus had not even been born, but Elizabeth recognizes that Mary is carrying her Lord. In verse 45, Elizabeth commends Mary's faith and encourages it. "Blessed is she who believed." Elizabeth recognizes and acknowledges Mary's faith, the blessing that comes from trusting in God and his word. Now, I think I just need to check with the tech desk. Are we ready for the next clip or should we show it later? Later, okay, so we'll come to that. So in this first section of Luke, the focus is the recognition of Jesus as Lord and how all respond with incredible faith. Then we have our second reading. So if you turn over to Luke chapter 11, so page 74 of the Church Bibles, and it was verses 27 onwards. I'm just going to read verses 27 and 28. While Jesus was saying this, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you." But he said, "Blessed rather those who hear the word of God and obey it." Blessed is the womb that bore you. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey. Well, we may know the sentiment of the woman who's approached Jesus, where she says, "Blessed is the womb that bore you." They reflect the glory of the child onto the parents. Many of us as parents may have succumbed to such a temptation. But what the woman said in many ways is not wrong. Indeed, back in chapter 1, verse 48, Mary herself said she was blessed when she said, "For the Lord has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed." And importantly, in this encounter with this woman, Jesus doesn't deny what the woman said, nor refuse her respect to him and his mother. But Jesus leads her from something general to something more personal when he says, "Blessed rather those who hear the word of God and obey it." This woman cannot be the mother of Jesus. That's a blessing that's not available to her. But she can know the incredible blessing of knowing Jesus as her Lord. This Christmas, many of us will hear the Christmas recount, the Nativity, and admire elements of it. But it's not a call to admire and consider others blessed, but to receive the blessing ourselves, a blessing that is open to each one of us. Verses 29 and 32 of that second reading are linked in the sense that people look for signs and can get distracted by signs. They focus on Mary, they focus on miracles, but in the meantime, they miss out on the truth that is in front of them, the blessing that's available in Jesus. It talks about the sign of Jonah will be given. Well, Jonah was in the whale for 3 days, and that's linked to Jesus' death and resurrection. Verse 32, Jesus said, "Something greater than Jonah is here." So at Christmas, we can be distracted by signs, by tinsel, presents, food, even family, and miss out on the blessing that Christmas is meant to be all about, summed in the most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." So we've had the patriarchs, we've had the prophets, John the Baptist, and now Mary. But it would not be right to focus on any of those and miss out on Jesus, who's the center of it all. How do we see Mary? So I think if we see Mary as an example, that's really helpful. An example of serving, an example of faith. I'm just going to see, are we okay for the second video clip at the tech desk? Yeah, okay, so we'll just watch the encounter now with Mary and Elizabeth.
Conceive a son who would prepare the way for someone greater. Zacharias thinks the Messiah is coming. He said that he was even given a name that we are to call our child.
John.
How can you know that? Mary?
Someone came to see me. A man. At least I think he was a man. He said I was to bear a son.
What kind of man?
I don't know. He was there and then he wasn't. It was like a dream. He told me to close my eyes, and inside I was bathed in light and in warmth and in so much love. A feeling I can't describe, and I knew it was true.
You are with child now. Joseph.
No, no, I'm still a virgin.
Mary, you can't.
No, it's true. That's why I'm here. He told me you would bear a son too, that he would be called John and would prepare the way for him.
My baby gave such a kick when I saw you.
Elizabeth, you must help me.
Zacharias, what you told me, and he wrote this down. It's from the book of Isaiah.
Can you read it to me?
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and God shall be among us. You carry the Messiah.
Do you believe? Do you really believe?
If you truly are a virgin.
Elizabeth, I'm so frightened.
Think what this means. God has chosen you.
But I am nobody.
Mary, you are blessed. You will be remembered for generations to come.
I don't know what to do.
Stay here a while. I'll send word to your parents. But the time will come when you must go home.
So Mary was blessed to have been chosen. She considered herself blessed, and she responded in faith. So Mary shouldn't be ignored and cast aside. She's an example of humble faith and acceptance of God's will for her life. But neither should she be elevated and become a barrier to that same faith and blessing being open to each one of us. Mary gave birth to Jesus, but we don't need to go through Mary to get to Jesus. The blessing that she knew is open to each one of us. As we lit the Advent candle linked to Mary today, it's in preparation for the candle that's at the centre. Jesus is our focus. He is the source of all blessing. Available to each one of us every day and including today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you chose to send your Son Jesus into this world, that each one of us may know the forgiveness of sins that comes through him. Heavenly Father, may we know that blessing this day and every day and for all eternity. And we ask this in his name and for his glory. Amen.